Hello, it's another on this day. It's April. It's the 1st of April. We made it to April. Congratulations, everyone. 1 month down, it feels like, even though that's not technically true. But welcome to On This Day. I'm delighted to be joined by Neil Atkinson and by Mo Stewart. And we're going to look at a few players today. It's a bit of a players chat, so no huge games in terms of anniversary ones. So I'm going to focus on a few different players. We've got a couple of birthdays and one player who we're going to start with, who scored his first goal for Liverpool today. It was in a 3-0 win at Coventry City in 2000, and it was Emil Heskey. Emil Heskey ends up with 60 goals in 223 appearances, but this was his very first one. Another thing to note from this game against Coventry was that Liverpool team had an average age of less than 24, which you rarely see. So it was a young team at that time, a team developing. And Emil Heskey was very much part of that, Neil. There was excitement when they signed him from Leicester. He was dangerous there. A lot of clubs were looking at him, and it was deemed a bit of a coup, I would say, for Liverpool to get him in.
Absolutely, yeah. He was an exciting talent, Emil. And he was... You know, when Liverpool got him, it felt like you were getting something that was relatively close to the total package. I think that the doubts that were there were the ones that sort of remained throughout his career. Just about him in front of goal, to be quite honest with you. And that always sort of remains the question mark around Heskey, really, because you knew he could do it in front of goal. You know, there's enough of a body of evidence to show that he could stick the ball in the back of the net. But it's that little thing that separates strikers who can be 20 goals a season to those who are 20 goals a season is always the, you know, maybe Heskey almost personifies that better than anyone else. The idea that he could play, he could be pretty close to unplayable with his movement and his strength. I think you see that through his career, and his intelligence, his ability to find space was terrific, and his ability to be selfless was also hugely important. But there will always be that little thing that sort of hangs over Heskey in terms of the fact that, you know, whilst he has had 20 goal seasons, whether or not he is a 20 goal a season striker, and I think the long evidence of his career is that he just wasn't quite that.
Yeah, he does get 22 in his first full season, which comes after this, but, you know, that's the anomaly, unfortunately, Mo, when we look back. But at that time, it felt like his breakthrough. As I say, he scores in this game, but it has taken him 5 days to get off the mark for Liverpool. He only finishes with 3 that season. But the next season, it's 22 in all comps. He's part of a treble season. And at that point, you're thinking, well, this guy could do anything in the game.
Yeah, you really are. And it's almost as if that second season where he scores 20 goals becomes the stick to beat him with for the rest of his career. And when you think about that treble season and how much chopping and changing there was within team, because we did really have a fantastic squad. I mean, if you think about him added to Michael Owen and Robbie Fowler just up front, then any two of those would make a fantastic partnership for a whole season. So they were really having to fight each other to get their places. And maybe that fight was what was helping to sharpen them. But for me, Heskey, this is going to sound like damning him with faint praise, but I think he's the best Robin in the Premier League. Genuinely, I think he is the best Robin, because if you ask every single person he played with, they absolutely love playing with him. Obviously, Michael Owen is the most obvious example. Their partnership, the way he, like Neil said, he is so selfless. But because of that, the team was able to work. The problem came when the Heskey-Owen partnership was so great, and we all knew it was so great. That does rely on Michael Owen being the goal-scoring bit. And when you couple that with Michael Owen's poor injury record, there were times when it was like, oh, well, now you're going to have to be the goal-scorer now. We know you can do it. You scored 22 goals in that season. And it wasn't really him. He couldn't really take on that whole mantle, the mental mantle of being the guy who has to do the dog work and has to get there and score as well. Because if you think about it, if you look at Firmino now, there are some echoes with it in terms of the way that his scoring record sometimes can drop off, and then he'll have periods where he's on fire. And you have to think that other work he's doing, if you're running around fighting defenders and all, running channels, all that, it's going to be tiring. So when you get to the point where you have to be sharp mentally and physically in front of goals, sometimes it can take it out of you.